Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Idea to Impact podcast. I'm Blake DeVos. We are on episode 97, coming up to episode 100, which is super exciting. Today, I want to talk about whether a book is the right move for you. So whether you're listening to this episode and you've thought about having a book and you want to write a book and wondering if you're ready or not, we're going to find out together in this episode. So the question that we all have is, should I write a book? Not just can I write a book or how to write a book, but is this really the right move for me? Because let's be honest, writing a book is a big deal. And becoming an author is a big deal. It's your business card. And yeah, sure, sometimes it is true. Writing a book is a commitment, and it's not something that you do just because it sounds good or having an author or being an author next to your name is fancy, which is why I want to go deeper in this episode. So I'm going to unpack the question from every angle, whether that's emotionally, strategically, and practically as well. So by the end of this episode, you'll know with absolute clarity if writing a book is the right move for you, for your life, for your business, and for your legacy. So I'm going to get right into it. Now, the first part is where most people skip, and this is your mindset, your emotional readiness. So writing a book, it's not just your business decision. It's an experience that's going to take you to that next level as well. And you're going to wrestle with doubt. You're going to overthink everything from the title of your book to how you're writing, and you'll wonder if anyone's going to care, and you'll hit send on your draft to your editor, and you'll feel like everything's been stripped from you. So I want to tell you the truth, though. A book will force you to confront your beliefs, your confidence, and even to a point your identity as well, because writing is actually such a powerful tool to have in your toolbox, and it's not a bad thing. In fact, that's where the magic lies. Now, I want you to think about it. When you clarify your thoughts and you structure your knowledge and wrestle with your ideas into a format that others follow, you don't just become a writer, you become a leader, someone who has authority, someone who knows what they're talking about. And that clarity, that inner work, that growth that comes out of it, it's not just part of the process, it's the benefit of the process. So that's the mindset and the emotional part of writing a book and whether you're ready or not. The second part is the strategy behind it. So we'll shift gears now from mindset to strategy. So now, I know many of you aren't just writing for fun. You're writing because you want more impact, income, and influence in your industry. So I want to get honest with you. What is the strategic role a book will play in your life? Now, just to give you an understanding, here are some top five strategic outcomes a book can help you achieve. So I'll break these down for you. The first one is lead generation. Your well-written book is a lead magnet. It's going to position you as the expert. It's going to get passed around. You're going to give it away. When you do speaking gigs, you can use it for people to download. You can gift it away to people. But most importantly, read as well. So a book can create a consistent funnel of warm leads into your business. It's what I use with Publish to Impact as well. An example of this too is, let's say, a marketing consultant. They've added a QR code in the back of their book, and that's led to a free minute marketing audit for them. So that's how they can generate leads inside their business, and they've got the automation set up. It works really well. The second part is authority building. You ever notice how author is in the word authority? There is a reason for that. So publishing a book signals that you're serious, that you've done the work, that you didn't just make a few videos and call yourself an expert. You have done the work. So let's just say an example of this could be a corporate coach. So this is somebody who speaks in front of corporate companies and basically goes into companies and works with organizations to improve leadership and whatnot. Now that person's then been able to go inside the organization and provide their book on modern leadership or whatever that book was. That's created such an authority, and that person then, the person who's that coach, that corporate coach, they've then be able to increase their speaking fees and travel all around and deliver these same talks on corporate and modern leadership just because they've had a book, and that's made them the authority. It's made those companies, those corporate organizations, it's made them hire that person because they're the authority. And there's no one else like them. So that's something to think about when it comes to building authority and how your book can be that bridge between raising your rates and getting more clients and speaking gigs as well. The third is the client clarity. So we've gone through lead generation, authority building, and now we're at client clarity. So writing a book forces you to clarify your frameworks. So that clarity then translates directly into a more effective way of marketing. So you can use that book to create better marketing, better programs, and clearer transformation for your clients. It's exactly what I've done with my book, Published to Impact, where I have the Idea to Impact system. Published to Impact essentially is that whole transformation of clarity where writing a book doesn't have to be this overwhelming thing. It literally goes, this is what you need to do right now. And it's a step-by-step method. So that's just an example of how you can use your expertise to create that clarity for your clients and for future clients as well. And fourth is product ladder. So books are really great at being entry level into your ecosystem. So I believe one of the best ways to go from stranger to a paying client, because a book builds trust. So a $10 book with a powerful transformation is going to build trust fast. Again, Published Impact is what I use as well for that product ladder as such. So people can get an idea and understanding of me and what I have to say and what I have to offer. And then they can get taken into Idea to Impact as well. And I give away my book for free. And I say this basically on almost every episode. I give away my book for free because I believe I don't want the royalties, and I don't teach clients that royalties are the main area that they should focus on. It's really just to help people, and that's what it comes down to. Okay, so that's the product ladder. It's a great entry-level offer into your system. You can choose to do it as a $10 book, or you can just choose to give it away for free. And then finally is legacy and visibility. So this one is really for the soul. It is a lifetime that you're going to have, because a book is going to stay forever. Any social media post you have, it's just going to disappear and go into the universe. But your book, it's always going to be there. It's searchable. It's evergreen. It will outlive you, and it will be passed down to your family as well. So I want to end this segment with a question. What's the one idea you want the world to remember you for? Whatever that is, put it in a book. All right. So we're shifting gears again. Now we are going to look at the signs that you should write a book. So we're going to get specific here, because I know you might be thinking, okay, yeah, cool, got the benefits, but how do I know if I'm the right person to write a book right now? And I'm going to give you 7 signs that it's time. 1, you say the same thing over and over again. So if you're repeating your frameworks in coaching calls, workshops, your content is book worthy, your method is valuable, and this is where you can allow your book to do the heavy lifting. 2 is people already ask you for advice. So are people already picking your brain? Are they telling you even to write a book? They're not just being polite, they're giving you feedback essentially as such. So if people are already asking you for help, that's your sign. 3 is you want to scale without burning out. So a book lets you help 100 people with the same effort it takes to help one. So it's basically a leverage on steroids. You can give away your whole book for free, give away your book to 100 people, and there's essentially 100 leads. But also as well, if they don't come to you, they could still use that book for that transformation, and they'll refer that book to other people as well because it's helped them too. That's the beauty of writing a powerful, transformative book. 4 is you feel pulled towards something bigger. So this one's harder to quantify, but if you feel like there's something deeper that you need to share, some truth that hasn't been expressed fully, that is your soul being nudged. Okay, so you want to listen to that. 5 is you might want to raise your prices. So this is also a sign that you want to write your book, is you want to raise your prices. So authors generally charge more, period. Being an author, it's not just credibility, it's a differentiator. It goes, this is the solution to your problem. Here's the proof. And this is how we're going to get you from A to B. 6 is you're ready to grow. So this, you want a challenge, right? And you want the expansion. You're not afraid of the work. You're afraid of not doing it. That's your green light to move forward. You're afraid of not writing a book. And then number seven is you're tired of being invisible. So this was me to an extent when I wrote my very first book, The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life. I just gave myself permission to do it. And I used that book as leverage to develop my expertise, but also then just to become more visible and become known as an author. And then I went on to write two more books, and I've used Publish to Impact to basically start my whole business. So you've got expertise, you've got passion, you've got the talent, but you feel like you're still a well-kept secret. Your book changes that. Now, if you are listening to this episode, this is me not being invisible, because I've written the book, and I wouldn't have this podcast, to be honest, without the book, because a lot of this content that I talk about in my podcast comes from the book. All right, so when is a book not the right move? So this is a hard truth, because a book is not for everyone. If you fall into any of these categories, you may want to just pause, take a breath, and feel aligned. So number one is you want overnight success. Now, books are slow burners. They create compounding results, okay? So if you're looking for a magic bullet, you will be disappointed, because your book is the long game. Number two, you're unclear on your message. A book needs structure. If you don't know what you stand for, what your reader needs, or what transformation you want to guide them through, pause. You want to get clarity first. And this is why I offer 30-minute idea to outline calls, where I basically talk you through your whole book so you get that clarity. And then after the call, if you are clear on your message, you're ready to move forward. That's something that you need to be aware of, is being clear on what you want to convey in your book. Number three as well, finally, is you just want to say you did it. So publishing a book is powerful, but if your goal is just ego or external validation, the process is going to crush you. The journey matters just as much as the launch. So instead, I recommend doing this. Get mentorship and brainstorm with someone who has walked the path, because that's going to help you get clear on your vision. Then you can revisit the book idea that you have. All right, so what now? Your next step. If this episode has stirred up something inside of you, a book might be your next move. But what I do recommend is don't just start writing. Don't start writing chapter one. Here's what I would recommend doing instead. And I will put this in the show notes too. Define your why. So not just the surface level stuff. Go deep. Ask why this book, why now, and who needs this most. Number two is to clarify your reader. So who are they? What do they want? Where are they struggling? Because a book is a conversation. You need to know who you're speaking to. Third is test your concept. So this could be like a one pager. So what's your big promise? Probably not even one page, probably just half a page. What's your big promise, and what transformation will your reader experience? That is super important, because a book takes somebody from problem to solution, especially the nonfiction books that I talk about. And then finally, decide on your outcome. So is this a business book? Is it a brand builder? Is it a legacy book? Is it just a story you have to share? A thought leadership piece? You want to let your desired outcome shape your structure. And if you want any help doing all of that, please connect. Like I mentioned before, I do Idea to Outline 30-minute calls, where I take you from just an idea to a whole book outline in 30 minutes. It's really magical stuff. I help experts like you go from idea to impact with a best-selling book that doesn't just sit on Amazon. We use it to change lives. So thanks for hanging out with me on this episode. If today's episode helped you get clarity, I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast. And if you're sitting there thinking, maybe this is my time to write a book, don't let that fear fade. Just book that 30-minute call with me, and then we can find out together. So until next time, I will catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.